Word of Daniel 12 is identifying the end of the world. And you can bring another argument to bear on this, because in this very same vision, remember chapter 10, 11, 12 are the same vision. If you go back into chapter 10 and verse 14, where we derive this the title for this series, you also get the very bottom line of what this vision, Daniel's last vision, is all about. Verse 14 of Daniel 10 says, "Now I am come to make thee understand," this is Gabriel, "Gabriel has come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days, for yet the vision is for many days." This last vision of Daniel is primarily identifying what will happen to God's people in the latter days. So if you go back over into Daniel chapter 12, you will find that Daniel is being brought into an illustration. The Lord is conveying truth in how the prophecy is given here, not in the events. It's a parable, and it's identifying something to do with what happens to God's people in the latter days, at the end of time, which is an agreement with the whole testimony of these last nine verses. But in verse 5, even to the time of the end, I want to take up in verse 4 before we go any further. Brothers and sisters, you can show where Sister White identifies the time of the end is 1798 in the Great Controversy, page 356, or you can show other places where she calls 1843 and 1844 the time of the end. And is she contradicting herself? No, she isn't, because in her understanding, and I don't know if she understands this fully, but she used the term time of the end in agreement with what I'm going to share here. The time of the end is identifying the end of a time prophecy. So when she uses the time of the end to identify 1798, the end of the 1260-year time prophecy, or 1844 in other places, the end of the 2300-day time prophecy, she calls both those dates the time of the end, and even calling 1843 the time of the end. That's the end of the 1335-day prophecy from the pioneer understanding. She isn't contradicting herself. She's agreeing with the definition of the time of the end that is established in the book of Daniel. And what I mean by that is, if you look at Daniel chapter 8, in Daniel chapter 8, you'll find the word vision used many times in the chapter. Take a look at it later. Where I would point you to right now is Daniel 8:26. And the reason I'll start with Daniel 8:26 is because of the many times the word that has been translated vision is used in chapter 8. It's two different words that are translated. And by identifying